Okay, good morning. This week we are learning Maseches Sukkah, Daf Yud Zayin. The weekly shiur for Maseches Sukkah is sponsored by Yitz Weiss CPA. Shake things up a bit this tax season. And the breakfast is sponsored by Bagel Munch in honor of Jaime's granddaughter. So we are on Yud Zayin Amud Aleph, the very top. We have a new Mishnah. And we have so far in this parak been learning various halachos about what makes a sukkah a kosher sukkah. And we started off first talking about the walls. How high do the walls need to be? They have to be 10 tefachim. How high can the walls not be? They can't be above 20 amos. That would be too high. And we then spoke about various halachos regarding the schach itself and what things are required to be kosher schach. It has to be gedul min ha'aretz, that it grew from the ground, and not be able to be mekabel toma. That would be schach kosher. And then we spoke about some of the problems that can arise, that certain types of schach are going to be problematic, like bundled schach we spoke about, gzeres otzar, and most recently we also spoke about gzeres tikra, that if you have boards which are four tefachim wide, so usually boards should be fine because they grow from the ground, they're not makabel tuma, but if the board is four tefachim wide, that was a concern we had of gzeres tikra. It looks a lot like a roof, and your roof of your house can't just be used for your schach. You can't use the roof from your house year-round for the sukkah during the holiday part of the year. So there's a concern. Any board that are four tefachim wide, we are concerned about in general for gzeres tikra. And so now, what we're going to talk about on the Mishnah on Yud Zayin is how much schach puzzle can actually create a problem. So in reality, I could have one tefach, a tiny bit of schach puzzle on my roof of my sukkah, and be totally fine. There's a certain shiur which is going to create a problem, create a psul in your sukkah for schach puzzle, and there's also a different shiur that can create a problem when it comes to avir, when it comes to airspace, having nothing in your schach. But different halachos, if you have a tefach of emptiness of airspace in your sukkah versus having a tefach or more of schach puzzle. Specifically. So let's first before we even dive into the Mishnah, let's first just lay the groundwork about what exactly the rules are. This is what you better walk away at the end of the day knowing at least these bare bones halachos of airspace and schach puzzle. So let's start number one, talking about airspace. Airspace is the most chamur. It's worse to have nothing than to, if you have schach puzzle, it's a bit more makel. Comes to airspace, we're more machmir, that airspace is going to puzzle your sukkah if you have three tefachim. Anything less than three tefachim of airspace is totally fine. But if you have three tefachim of airspace, that's going to be puzzle. And the reason for that is a lach mosh mizinai, which we are familiar with, called lavud. If you have less than three tefachim, lavud kisasim. I mean, we view it as if that airspace is closed off. And so it's like there is no airspace on top of your sukkah. But if you have three tefachim, we don't say lavud from three tefachim and more. So that's number one. Rule number one, airspace puzzles your sukkah if there is three tefachim or more on top of your sukkah. Number two is schach puzzle. Let's say I have schach puzzle, invalid schach, right? It doesn't grow from the ground, or it's mekabel tuma. Let's say you have like metal poles on top of your sukkah. So how many metal poles do you need to have next to each other in order to create a psul in your sukkah? So for that, it's not three tefachim, it's four tefachim. Four tefachim is the amount we're going to see later. That's what we consider a makom chashuv in other areas of halacha. Four tefachim of schach puzzle or more would create a problem in your sukkah. Anything less than four tefachim, totally okay. Number one, airspace, three tefachim is a problem. Number two, schach puzzle, four tefachim is a problem. But there's an exception for schach puzzle, and that is that when we said four tefachim, it creates a problem in your sukkah, that's for the middle of your sukkah, anywhere in the middle of your sukkah. But if it's at the edge of your sukkah, if it's at the side of your sukkah, where the wall goes up and it hits the side of the schach, that schach puzzle can be more than four tefachim. It only creates a psul if you have four amos or more of schach puzzle. That's four amos. So if the middle part of your sukkah, schach puzzle is a problem if it's four tefachim, but you have a bit more leeway, or a bit more makel at the edge of your schach, that you can have up to four amos of schach puzzle and still have no problem. Where does dalet amos come from? That at the edge of your sukkah, at your schach, you can have up to four amos. That's a halacha mosh mishnah, which we had earlier in the masechta as well, called dofen akuma. Dofen akuma says that if you have, let's say, imagine the wall of your sukkah, it goes all the way up, and it reaches up to your schach, and over here, boom, it gets to your schach, and there's schach puzzle over here. You have these like metal poles over here. You have schach puzzle. Halacha Mosh Misinai says that dofen akuma, we view it as if the wall goes up and then curves where the schach puzzle is. That schach puzzle isn't viewed as invalid schach. We view it as valid wall. We view it as if the wall goes up and curves over, so this isn't schach puzzle, this is actually part of your wall, and then the schach kosher right next to it would begin the actual part of your sukkah.
Actually kosher spot, but it's under a tree or it's under the overhang of your house or
That's a good question. We had a separate inyan of a tree earlier in the perek. I don't know if that'd be dofen akuma, but I think that we said that you have to. It has to be batel. It has to be batel in your schach kasher. Depends on how much you have. You also have to like pull it down. I think, but yeah, but I don't think we would say that your schach goes all the way up to the tree and then curves over. Now, we'll get to that, a very interesting related point to that as well, because in that scenario, I don't think the wall of your schach reaches the tree. Your wall of your schach goes up to, the wall of your sukkah doesn't reach the tree. The wall of your sukkah just goes until where the schach is. Your tree is all the way up there. So can you say that I view it as if my wall goes all the way up to the tree, which is another rule we had last time called good asik mechitzta, and then as if it curves over the tree would be combining multiple halachos, which maybe we'll get to if we have time to. But yeah, that's a great point. But yeah, so in terms of schach pasul at the edge of your sukkah, as long as it's up to four amos, we'll say dofen akuma. The wall, the dofen goes up, it's akum, it curves over by the schach pasul. But if you have more than four amos of schach pasul, we don't say dofen akuma. That's a lach moshmi sin. That's a year from lach moshmi sin. Yeah.
That amount up to dalad amot represents the robe of the schach, for that matter. In other words, if your whole top is, let's just say, five or six amot.
Right, so you would need to have, we're going to talk about also on our daf, if you have a minimum shear sukkah of 7x7, which is 7x7 tefachim, then yeah, if you're viewing that part as your wall, you would need to have 7x7 tefachim in addition to that schach puzzle. Because we're going to view that schach puzzle as your wall now. That's part of your wall. That's not going to be, yeah, and there's a machlokas whether you can sit under that. Can you sit under your schach puzzle? If you're doing the wall as if it goes up and that schach puzzle is actually wall, you can't sit under the wall. Man, usually it's impossible. But you can't sit under the wall of your sukkah. So that's why that's a machlokas in Mishonim, which I think we passed on. You cannot sit under the schach puzzle. Fine, it's okay because dofen akuma, your whole sukkah in general is going to be kosher, but you're not going to have, but you can't sit under that area. So, airspace, 3 tefachim. Schach pasul, 4 tefachim, unless you're at the edge of your sukkah, and that's because of a unique thing called dofen akuma, that you have up to dalid amos, where we can say this rule that the wall goes up and curves over. So airspace in general is more chamer. I heard an idea, a Musar Haskel, brought out by the Kutzker, who asks, why is it that airspace is considered worse than schach puzzle? I have invalid schach. Why is that, you have to four schach, we're more lenient by the invalid schach, as opposed to the airspace where you have nothing, it's where we're more machmir. So he said, Alfi Aderech Musar, that when it comes to our avodas Hashem, that if you are going to say that I can't do Torah mitzvos the right way, so I'm going to do nothing, so that's the worst thing of all. He says, For example, like if you say, oh, I won't have kavanah when I daven, so I won't go to shul at all to have avir and say I'm going to do nothing is even worse and more chamor. That's even worse than if you had schach puzzle. You're better off going to shul with and not having perfect kavanah, and then you have something to work with to actually be able to turn that psul and your avodas Hashem into schach kasher. Okay, beautiful idea. Definitely shot in this Mishnah. So let's go in. So let's start now, Yitzayin, talking about these halachos, which we just spoke about. Airspace, 3 tefachim. I'll say it over and over again so we all know that it's ingrained in our minds. Airspace, 3 tefachim. Schach pasul, 4 tefachim, unless you have the dofen akuma at the end of your sukkah, and then you're going to say it's 4 amos. And that's what our Mishnah is going to talk about. So now the Mishnah begins, Hirchik es hasikuch min hadefanos shlosha tefachim psula. Let's say your schach was push 3 tefachim away from your wall. In other words, you have 3 tefachim of airspace between your schach and your wall. Psula, that's going to be pasul. Only less than 3 tefachim of airspace is going to be okay, midin lavud. But if it's 3 tefachim or more, that's going to be psul. That's the what we just discussed, how airspace pasuls up to, pasuls from 3 tefachim or more. And Rashi points out, our Mishnah is also teaching us that we don't say dofen akuma by airspace. Dofen akuma is a unique halacha when you have schach pasul at the edge of your schach, then we'll say the wall curves up, and that schach pasul is essentially going to be considered wall. But if you have airspace at the top of your sukkah, we don't say, oh, the edge of your sukkah, you have up to 4 amos of airspace if you want. No, we don't say dofen akuma, that the airspace is considered a curved wall. That halacha moshe mesina, I have dofen akuma, is specifically by schach pasul and not by airspace. That's number one of our Mishnah, airspace, 3 tefachim. Great. Now we're going to have 3 examples where the Mishnah essentially tells us the rule, which we just spoke about, of dofen akuma. So the first example is example number 1, bayis shenifchas v'sikech al gabov. So let's say you have a house. This, if you want, you can look at the PDFs that I sent to the group, like, I don't know, like 2 minutes ago. But it's not so such a crazy complicated case. You have a house which caved, the center of the roof caved in. So you have a regular roof of the house, like you're inside the house. You look up, you see regular roof and like a square going around, but the center of that square just completely fell in, and you say, oh, I'll just put schach kosher on top of that center space, and I will have schach kosher in the middle. The problem is that where the original roof still stands, if you have less than four amos, then you can say dofen akuma, but if you have more than four amos, this is in the second picture over there, if the remaining roof that didn't cave in is up to four amos, if it's less than four amos, then that regular roof, you could just say dofen akuma. But if it's four amos or more, you can't say dofen akuma. And now the schach kosher in the center doesn't touch the wall, and therefore you're not going to have a kosher sukkah. So b'yishen nifchas v'sikei chagavav, im yishmen akosel l'sikuch arba amos, psula. If there is four amos between the wall and the schach kosher in the center, that's going to be puzzle, but less would be okay because of dofen akuma. That's example number one. Example number two. Also in the next picture, v'chein chatzer shehi mukefes achsadra. Let's say you have a courtyard which has an achsadra, and there's like an awning, as you can see. It's essentially created by multiple houses. So you have multiple houses that are next to each other, and they basically create a square courtyard in between all the different houses. So you have like the exterior wall of three different houses creating this courtyard, and there's this awning, which you see like this, like this extra awning, which is part of the achsadra. So again, and you have to put schach pasul in the middle. So if that awning is four amos, then you can't say dofen akuma, because you have to say you can only say dofen akuma if it's less than four amos. So if that awning part of the achsadra is four amos long, then your schach kosher is in the middle. It doesn't touch your walls. You can't say dofen akuma because it's more than four amos. So that's going to create a psul. That's example number two. And then example number three is a sukkah gedola, which is just in the next picture. But it's all similar cases. A sukkah gedola shehi kifua b'davar she'ein mesachin bo. You have a big sukkah, and on the outer, on the exterior of the schach, you have schach pasul, and then in the middle, you put some schach kosher again. So im yesh tachtav arba amos psula. If under the schach pasul that's all around the schach, is schach pasul, if you have four amos of schach pasul, then again, you're not going to be able to say dofen akuma, and the schach in the middle, it's kosher, isn't touching the walls, and that's not going to be a kosher schach. So as I said, in all these different examples, number one, the house, number two, the courtyard, and number three, the sukkah gedola, it's a problem if my schach kosher isn't touching the walls. But if it's not touching the walls because of a space that's less than four amos of schach pasul or the house or the awning from the courtyard, if it's less than four amos, we can say dofen akuma. And so we'll say that the wall goes up and it spreads, it curves across the schach pasul, and it does reach the schach kosher. So that's three different examples, all saying the similar halakha, which we already spoke about, of dofen akuma. If the schach pasul at the edge of your sukkah is less than four amos, the wall goes up and it curves over, and now the wall does meet the schach kosher in the center. So the Gemara asks, why do I need to have three examples? Kol hani lamali. Why do I have to have three examples at the end of this Mishnah of a house and the courtyard with the achsadra and the sukkah gedola? Why do I have to have all these three examples? Just tell me dofen akuma with one example. So the Gemara says, tricha, you need to have all three examples. The iashmuin and bayis shenifchas. If you taught the example of the house which caved in, why do we say over there that the wall goes up and curves over? Mishum dahani mechitzos labayis avidan. That's because those mechitzos, those walls, were meant to enclose the house inside. So it makes sense we're going to say that the wall of the house goes up and then curves over into the house, because those walls were there to enclose the house. But what about the chatzer? Aval chatzer hamokefes achsadra, the mechitzos lavla achsadra avidi. Those walls by the courtyard, they're not there to enclose a courtyard. They're there to enclose a house that happens to be next to a courtyard. Like, imagine you have like your, one of the walls of your sukkah is your house. So you're going to say dofen akuma, that the wall of my house goes up and curves over my sukkah? That wall's not there to hold up a sukkah. That wall's there to hold up a house that happens to be next to a sukkah. So maybe there's a havamina that in that case where the walls are meant to enclose a different area, not to enclose the sukkah that you're building next to it, maybe there we won't say dofen akuma. So emalo. So maybe in their case we won't say. So therefore, tricha, even in this case of the chatzer, of the achsadra, we will say dofen akuma. And then finally, v'iash moin and hani tarti, if you taught those two cases, mishum deschachan eschach kasherhu. That's because we say dofen akuma over there, because the less than four amos of problematic schach is actually inherently kosher schach. the problem with it, think about the case of the house that caved in, that if you look in the picture, that's regular, it's wooden beams, which could be okay for schach. The reason why it's a problem is because of ta'aseh v'lo min ha'asui. It's because that roof was put up there to be used for a house, not to be used for a sukkah, or for, you know, for a l'shem tzel, for like a hut. And so therefore, that's why it's not going to be okay, but it's technically schach kosher. So maybe when I say that the wall goes up and curves over, that's only if the substance that's here is technically kosher materials for schach, but it has a, you know, it's possible for a different reason, like ta'aseh v'lo min ha'asui. So kamash malan, right, but aval besukah gedola sheikifua b'davar she'ein mesachin gavo. But in example number 3, you actually have pasul schach there. You have metal rods, which are pasul schach. So maybe over there, the schach ha'schach pasul hu emalo. Maybe you're not going to say dofen akuma, that the wall curves over and the schach pasul turns into dofen. So tricha, that's why you need to have all 3 different examples in our Mishnah. And so now we've explained why we have 3 different examples of dofen akuma in our Mishnah. So that's the dofen akuma. We're now going to continue with, the Gemara is going to have a bit of a back and forth, which goes back to our rules, which we said already multiple times, that airspace is a problem with 3 tvachim, schach pasul is a problem with 4 tvachim, creates a psul with 4 tvachim, unless it's at the edge of your sukkah, in which case we will say dofen akuma. So the Gemara now goes, Amar Rabba. We're in the middle of Yedzayin Amud Aleph. Amar Rabba, Ashkacha Sinhu LeRabbanan DeBei Rav DeYasvi VeKa'amri. So Rabba's going to tell us a story, a whole conversation that he had, and he was there, and he was in the Beis Medrash of Rav, which we can note for later, a little foreshadowing. It's important for later on the Daf on Amud Beis that this was Rav's yeshiva, but Rabba found that in Rav's yeshiva, the Rabbanan over there were teaching the following halacha. The Yasvi Vika'amri, Avir Posel Bishlosha, as I said, airspace passels with 3 tvachim. 3 tvachim of airspace is going to passel your sukkah. Schach passel, posel ba'arba. If you have schach passel, that creates a problem. If there is arba, there is 4 tvachim. That's what they said. Airspace 3 tvachim, schach passel 4 tvachim. The Amina Lahu'ana, and Rabba says, I told those Rabbanan, of your deposal bishlosha minalachu. How do you know that the halacha is that airspace is 3 tfachim? L'chor, you learned it from our Mishnah at the very top of our page. Ditznan, herchakas hasikoch min adafanos shlosha tfachim psula. So the Mishnah says airspace of 3 tfachim is pasul. That's probably where you got the 3 tfachim number for airspace. So if that's the case, then schach pasul nami lo lipsul ela ba'arba amos. Then schach pasul, why did you say 4 tfachim is the psul for schach pasul? Look at the end of that Mishnah, which we just learned from. It doesn't say 4 tfachim in our Mishnah. Our Mishnah keeps on saying 4 amos. That's not bayis shenifchas v'sikech al gabav. If you have a house which caved in, you put schach kosher on top. And miyesh ben asikuf lekosal dalet amos psula. If you have schach pasul between the wall and in the middle of the sukkah, you have 4 amos of schach pasul. That's going to pasul your sukkah. So our Mishnah says airspace 3 tfachim and schach pasul is 4 amos. So why did you say schach pasul is 4 tfachim if our Mishnah says that schach pasul is 4 amos? So what's the answer to this question? The answer to this question should be, our Mishnah is not talking about general schach pasul. It's talking about dofen akuma. It's talking about the unique halacha of dofen akuma that usually, yes, it's 4 tfachim. 4 amos is a unique halacha for the edge of your sukkah. And that's what he says. But Amruli, and they said back to Rabba. It's a Rabba asked them, why'd you say 4 amos? Why'd you say 4 tvachim? You should have said 4 amos like our Mishnah. For Amruli, and they said back to me, Bar Mina Tehahi. Ignore that example from the Mishnah. The Rav Ishmuel Ami Travayu Mishum Dofen Akuma Naguba. Our Mishnah says 4 amos, because that's talking about the edge of your sukkah where we say Dofen Akuma. But the middle of your sukkah, the general rule for Schach Pasul is not 4 amos, it is actually 4 tvachim. So you have this difference in opinion that the Rabbanan de Beirav said 4 tfachim for schach pasul, as we had said in the introduction, and that's how we would paskin. And Rabba was pushing, no, it should really be 4 amos. The Rabba was saying that actually, even in the middle of your sukkah, 4 amos would create a psul for schach pasul, and not 4 tfachim. It would be even a larger shear of 4 amos. That's what Rabba is trying to suggest, which would be a chiddush. And that our Mishnah, when it says 4 amos, wasn't talking about a unique dofen akuma din. Rabba thinks that our Mishnah was talking about the general rule. The general rule for schach pasul is 4 amos. So that's the back and forth that we're going to have over here. The Amina Lahu Ana. And Rabba said back to them, again, you guys said 4 tfachim, and he's like, I think it's 4 amos. I have another question for you, Rabbanan. Ma ilu ika schach pasul pachos me arba. Let's say you have on top of your sukkah schach pasul, but it's less than 4 tfachim. It's less than 4 tfachim would be a problem. You have less than 4 tfachim. You have 3 tfachim, let's say, of schach pasul. And next to that, the avir pachos mishlosha. And next to that, you have airspace space, which is not a problem because it's less than 3 tefachim. If you want a picture, you can also go back to the PDF. There's a picture of this as well, where you have on top of your sukkah, you have two problems next to each other. You have an airspace next to actual schach pasul, but each one individually is not problematic because the airspace is less than 3 and the schach pasul is less than 4. So in that case, what will be the halacha? So you would say, Kshera, it's kosher. I don't have enough schach pasul to create a problem. I don't have enough airspace to create a problem. But let's say Malya Bishafudin. Let's say you fill that airspace with metal spits. You fill it with metal rods, which are, of course, schach pasul. They don't go from the ground, they're makabel tumma. So my psula now becomes pasul. Originally I had schach pasul next to airspace. Everything was totally fine because the schach pasul was less than 4, the airspace was less than 3, there were no problems. But then I filled that airspace with schach pasul, so now you can add them together, and now I have more than 4 tefachim of schach pasul, so that it would now be pasul. And Rabba says that's so strange. But lo yehe adir haposel bishlosha, ki schach pasul haposel ba'arba, shouldn't airspace, which is more machmir because it creates a problem with 3 tefachim, at least be as bad as chach pasul, which pasul's with arba'a? What Rabba is asking is that essentially it's a very strange phenomenon. We started from the whole time, airspace is more chamor than schach pasul. Airspace, even 3 tefachim can create a problem. Airspace is the worst. It's the most chamor thing you can have on top of your sukkah. And yet, I just gave you an example where if you have airspace, you're totally fine. Your sukkah is totally kosher. But if you have schach pasul, it actually becomes pasul. Why? Because you had less than 4 tefachim of schach pasul, and then you had less than 3 tefachim of airspace, and so now everything's kosher. My schach pasul is less than 4, my airspace is less than 3, but now I filled the airspace with more schach pasul. So now that I put schach pasul in here, I've created a problem in my sukkah, because now I have more than 4 tefachim of schach pasul. So it seems to be mistaber, it seems logical that to be the case, but it's a strange phenomenon, because isn't airspace supposed to be the worst thing in the world? How could it be that I have airspace and everything's totally kosher, and when I fill that with schach pasul, now I create problems? So that's Rabba's question. How could it be that if I take that airspace and fill it with schach pasul, that now it's going to be a problem?
Airspace, when you say airspace, you mean that the walls are far away from the kosher schach.
Right, there's your schach. You could even say you have schach kosher over here, you have schach kosher over here, and you have an airspace of nothingness. Look up in your sukkah, there's nothing there. Less than 3 tefachim would technically be okay because of lavud, but more than 3 tefachim would be a problem. And so here you have great schach over here, and then you have some schach pasul, not too much. Then you have some airspace, but not too much, so you have nothing. And then your schach kosher is right next to that. And that we say is okay because the airspace is less than 3, so that's fine. Schach pasul is less than 4, so that's fine. But if I put schach pasul in the airspace, I fill that up now with schach pasul, I've now created a problem for myself. But it's very interesting that should be the case, that in scenario number 1, when it's airspace, everything's totally fine, and when I put schach pasul, now I have problems. That's so weird, because airspace is supposed to be the most chamor. It's supposed to be that avir is more chamor, because it has a more chamor shear. So that's Rabba's question, and they say back to Rabba, this has nothing to do with what we were talking about 4 amos versus 4 tefachim. We were just talking about how much schach pasul creates a problem. Is it 4 amos or 4 tefachim? And he's asking on them that you guys say 4 tefachim, that makes no sense. But this question which we just raised seems to have nothing to do with that conversation. So for Amru li ihachi ledidach nami, according to you who say that schach pasul is 4 amos, I could ask the same exact question back at you, but instead of saying 4 tefachim everywhere, and replace, put in 4 amos, and the same question could be asked. Delmart, schach pasul postel ba'arba amos. You hold schach pasul as a problem with 4 amos, not 4 tefachim, but 4 amos throughout the entire sukkah. I can ask you the same question. Ma ilu iga schach pasul pachos midalad amos va'avir pachos mishlosha. Let's say I have less than 4 amos of schach pasul, right? Amos now, because we're within Shitas Rabbah. Less than 4 amos of schach pasul, less than 3 tefachim of airspace. My ksheira. It's going to be kosher. I don't have enough schach pasul. I don't have enough airspace. But then, malya bishafudin, my pesula. I fill that airspace with schach pasul, and now it's going to be pasul. Now there's enough schach pasul. That's more than 4 amos. So that, but why is that true? Shouldn't airspace, which is more chamur, it's usher even with 3 tefachim, be at least as bad as schach pasul, which is a problem with 4 amos? So that same question that Rabbi, that you asked us, could also be asked to you, just instead of 4 tefachim, talk in terms of 4 amos, and the same question stands. If 4 amos is the amount of pasul sukkah, according to Rabbi, for schach pasul, if I have less than 4 amos of schach pasul, possible, less than 3 tefachim of airspace, everything's fine. When I fill that airspace with tzchach possible, now it creates a problem. So how should that be? Isn't airspace the worst thing in the world? How could I have this case where when it's airspace, it's okay? When I put tzchach possible, it's a problem. What we're essentially asking is, when I have schach puzzle next to airspace, why don't we say that we're mitstaref those two problems? I have two problems on top of my sukkah. I look up, I have schach puzzle, and I have airspace. But each one, according to their own halacha, is less than the shear, which is going to create a problem. But maybe we can combine the two to say that we do have a problem over here. That's what we're trying to essentially get at. And so now Rabbah says back, Va'amina lehu ana, the second last line in Yizayin Amid Aleph. Va'amina lehu ana, Rabbah says, I said back to them, hi my, you can't compare the case. Bishlam alididi, it makes sense according to me who holds Da'amina arba amos, mishum shiura, velav shiurahu. I say that schach puzzle throughout your entire sukkah is all based on 4 amos, that's the amount that would create a problem in your sukkah. For schach pasul, because that's a shear. That's a halacha Moshe Mi-Sinai. That's a unique halacha. 4 amos comes up many places in halacha. That's a halacha Moshe Mi-Sinai. And high lav shiurahu. And when you have less than 4 amos of schach pasul, you're not going to have a problem. Kevan de lo shabu shiurayo lahadadi lo mitstarvi. And since the shiur for schach pasul and the shiur for airspace are totally different, they're not going to be mitstarvi. We're not going to combine the two. Essentially, what Rabbah is saying is that airspace is a problem of 3 tefachim. Why? Because you have a gap in your sukkah. If you look up and you have an airspace of less of 3 tefachim, that's a problem. Where does 3 tefachim come from? That's because of lavud. There is a we don't have lavud. If there's 3 tefachim or more, there's a gap in your sukkah, and that's a problem. This problem with airspace is a gap. What's the problem of schach pasul? Not a matter of what's considered too large of a gap in my schach. That's a separate halacha lamosh misinai of 4 amos. And so, of course, I'm not going to combine my schach pasul with my airspace. Schach pasul is a unique halacha lamosh misinai, totally its own inyan. And then airspace is a matter of having a gap in top of your sukkah. They're two unique problems with my sukkah. One's a separate halacha lamosh misinai, and one is having a gap, a haflaga, which we're going to say now in the next line. And therefore, they're not going to combine together. But according to you, who says that schach pasul isn't a halach mosh misinai of 4 amos, you say the amrisu shiur, you say that 4 tfachim pasul, schach pasul, where does that come from? Mishum haflaga, because that's what's a gap in your sukkah. Schach pasul is 4 tfachim, because 4 tfachim would create a gap in your sukkah, and airspace also is 3 tfachim, because that would create a gap in your sukkah. And if they're both about a gap, that airspace is about having a gap in your sukkah, and schach pasul is about having a gap in your sukkah, so Mali is palig b'schach puzzle. Mali is palig b'schach puzzle the other. So what do I care if I have a haflaga of schach puzzle or a haflaga or a gap of schach puzzle and airspace together? So what Rabbah is arguing, according to me, I say, what's the problem with schach puzzle? And not a matter of having a gap. If it was a matter of having a gap, then 4 tefachim would already be a problem. The psul of schach puzzle is 4 amos. That's a unique halach mosh misinai, nothing to do with airspace. So for me, I understand why I have schach puzzle and airspace. You can't just combine the two and say, oh, I have a problem over here. My schach puzzle is less than the problematic shear. My airspace is less than the problematic shear. So everything's going to be okay. But according to you, the Rabbanan de Beirav, who said that the psul of schach puzzle is 4 tefachim, lechora, you say that because you hold that the problem with schach puzzle is having a gap, having a haflaga. And that's also the problem of airspace. Airspace is a problem of having a gap. Schach puzzle is a problem of having a gap. So if I have schach puzzle and airspace, each one is less than its personal shear, but I should be able to combine the two. You have a question?
Just, you partially answered that very last sentence, but when we say there have like a gap, so I guess we're talking about, in a sense, a virtual gap. In other words, having metal rods is something that is mekabel tuma. Because it is ineligible, it's like an ineligible wide receiver, you do have a wide receiver, it's just one who doesn't count, right? He's ineligible.
Right.
So does that count here, likewise? It's like, that is a gap, as opposed to halal, aver, that is like a literal physical gap.
Right, so we're viewing, what we're essentially saying is that if you say that the shear that creates a problem of your schach puzzle is 4 tefachim, we're assuming that that's based on other places in Shas where we say that 4 tefachim is considered a makom chashuv bifnei atzmo. It's like it's its own place, and therefore it's like separate from the rest of my schach. So I may have some schach kasher up there also, but if I have 4 tefachim, that's a gap that's like considered its own thing. It's going to be separate from the rest of the schach, and airspace is literally a gap. So therefore, if they're both about having a gap in your schach, so I should be able to combine them. So that's Rabba's question, and essentially saying that the question that we started with about how could it be that it's okay when I have airspace and it's a problem when I put schach pasul, that's uniquely a question on the Rabbanan de Beirav, because according to them, I should be able to combine airspace and schach pasul, because they're both about having a gap, and that being the problem with your schach. So that was Rabba's question to the Rabbanan de Beirav, and that's where Rabba's conversation ends. Then Abaye asks on Rabba, Amar le Abaye, Abaye says to Rabba, Olamar nami, even according to you, Nehi delo shavu shiurayu besuka gedola. I understand why in what you just explained, that the shiur of Avir and the shiur of Schach Pasul are totally different. One's a matter of three svachim of airspace creating a gap, and one's a matter of Schach Pasul being halacha Moshe Mesinai, a separate four amos, a much very different shiur. But besuka ketana, by a minimum size sukkah, the smallest possible size sukkah, which is a 7x7 sukkah, Milo Shavu Shiurayu, don't they share the same shiur? As Rashi explains, when you have a sukkah, which is literally the minimum possible shiur, 7x7 tfachim, then for whatever material you have, the problematic shiur is going to be 3 tfachim. 3 tfachim is going to create a problem because you need to say lavud kisasam dami. If you have the very smallest amount of possible sukkah, you have 7 tfachim of a wall by 7 tfachim of a wall, you have the smallest possible sukkah, so the only way to say that this sukkah is going to be kosher and still be 7x7 is if you say lavud kisasam dami. And therefore, for whether it's airspace or schach puzzle, the only way to walk out of here with a kosher sukkah is if you can say lavud, and therefore 3 tfachim is going to be the deciding factor for whether it's airspace or avir. So in this unique scenario of a sukkah katana, of a tiny sukkah, the smallest minimum size sukkah, there, the shear is equal. For airspace, it's 3 tfachim, as always. For schach pasul, usually maybe it's 4 amos, but for a tiny sukkah, where you need to say lavud in order to make things okay, the shear for the schach pasul is also going to be 3 tfachim. So if they have an equal shear for sukkah katana, so maybe that's an indicator that I'm allowed to combine avir and schach pasul in every case. They do have a similarity. So Amalei, Hasam Lab Mishum Deshavu Shirayu Lahadadehu, there in the case of a minimum size sukkah, it's not because they have an equal shear that they're actually comparable to one another, airspace and schach pasul. El Mishum Delesi Lishiura Desukkahu. That's a unique problem of not having a big enough sukkah. The reason why they both share a shear of 3 tfachim by a sukkah kitana is because you need to say lovewood in order to have the 7x7 sukkah. Anything more than that would be, you wouldn't have a big enough sukkah. But it's not that they have a similar shear. They have a very different shear. One of them is 4 amos. Schach pasul is 4 amos, according to Rabba. Airspace is 3 tfachim. They're so different, they cannot be combined. Sukkah katana is a different thing that you want to make sure you don't have a sukkah that does not have the full dimensions. So that is the conversation of Rabba with Rabbanan de Beirav. Again, as we've always been saying, schach pasul actually creates a problem only with 3 tfachim. With 4 tfachim. Rabba wanted to say that schach pasul generally creates a problem with 4 amos, and we had a back and forth whether it should be 4 amos or 4 tfachim. The Gemara now asks, we had just assumed that when two things have a similar shear, then they can be combined. But if two entities have a different halachic shear to them, like airspace is 4 amos according to Rabba, and schach pasul is 4 amos according to Rabba, and avir is 3 tfachim, they have totally different shiurim, so I can't combine the two. That was our assumption until now. If things have very different shiurim, then I can't combine them. The Gemara asks, is that true? The chol hecha delo shavu shiurayu lehadadi lo mitzdarfi? Is it true that if things don't share the same shiur, then I cannot combine them? But it's not. It says in the Mishnah and Kalim, Habeged Shlosha Shlosha. Talking about what kind of things can become Tamei, Tumas Mishkav, if a Zav would lie down on a certain material, so it becomes an Avatumah, becomes very, very Tamei. So how big does the material have to be considered a Chasha material to become Tamei from a Zav of Tumas Mishkav, or Tumas Midris? So Habeged Shlosha al Shlosha, for a certain material, Habeged 3x3 Tvachim is the shear that would become Tamei. Ha sak abarba arba al arba. If it's a sack, then 4x4 is the shear, a very different shear from the beged. Ha or chamisha al chamisha. If it's a leather material, then 5x5 would create a problem. Mapat, if it's a mat of a different material, then a shisha al shisha. It has its own shear of 6x6 tvachim. So if I'd ask you, how big does something have to be to become tamei when a zav lies down on it? It depends. Certain materials have certain shiurim. They have different shiurim between the two. Vitani Allah, but then it says, out of told you, if they have different shiurim, you can't combine them. That's what we were just saying. You can't combine airspace and schach pasul because they're so different. Here too, you shouldn't be able to combine these different materials because They are different shiurim. But yet it says in the Mishnah later, Tanya Allah, ha-beged ve-hasak, hasak ve-ha-or, ha-or ve-ha-mapat, mitzdarfin zemze, that you are able to, in certain ways, you're able to combine these two different materials. They have a different shiur, and yet you are allowed to combine them. So by us as well, how can we assume that you can't combine things that have a different shiur? It's explicit in this Mishnah and Kalim, even though they have different requirements of how much is going to create a material that's going to become tameh, you're allowed to combine them. You have a material that has some sak, and you add some beged to it, you can create the shiur that's going to make it tameh. Why should that be the case if they're separate shiurim? The Gemara says, "Hasam kediktani taima." There, the Mishnah actually explains the reason why. Why is it over there that you're allowed to combine them? Amar Rabbi Shimon, ma ta'am hol v'reuyin li tameh Moshe. Because by a different type of Toma, of Tomas Moshav, if a Zav doesn't lay down, but instead he sits on it, so there they do share an equal shiur. Kiditnan, it says also in the Mishnah over there, Hamikatze mikulon tefach al tefach tameh. When it comes to Tumas Moshav, if you have any of those materials, just even one tefach by one tefach, that's going to become Tameh. And so that's why we're allowed to combine these shiurim when it came to Tumas Mishkav by one type of Tumah. Don't they have different shiurim? Yeah, but they share a similar shiur by a different area of halacha, by Tumas Moshav, since they share a shiur in one area and in a different Mishnah, so therefore we're able to combine them in this area as well. The Gemara just wants to clarify, tefach al tefach lamai chazi, if I have a one tefach by one tefach piece of garment, why is that going to be mekabel tuma? Is that really a kli? Is that really usable for sitting? So Amar Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish, Mishim Rabbi Yanai, hol v'roi litlo al gabe hachamor. Yes, even a tefach by tefach could be used. You could put it on top of the saddle of your donkey. Therefore, it does have a usable purpose. And that would be the reason why that could become tamei tumas moshav. So that's why we've confirmed why you could be mitzdari if the shiurim in that case in the Mishnah and Kalim, because they do share a shiur in some areas of halacha, but by us, by the airspace in the schach pasul, and if they're so different, you would not be able to combine them. So that was all the back and forth that we had of Rabbah. Let's break it up a bit, and then we'll dive into the second half of the Gezayin Amud Beis. Tosfos on the bottom of Gezayin Amud Aleph poses a very interesting question in terms of how lavud works. And let's say, we said again, how much schach pasul would create a problem in the middle of your sukkah? Four tefachim. Four tefachim of schach pasul would create a problem. Tosfos poses the following suffix. Let's say I have two tefachim of schach pasul over here, and two tefachim of schach pasul over there. So altogether, I have four tefachim of schach pasul, but two are over here, two are over there, and what's in the middle? In the middle, you have airspace less than three tefachim. In between, I have airspace less than three tefachim. What happens to airspace of less than three tefachim? Lavud kesasim dami. So maybe kesasim, does that mean that these two go together now? There's airspace, but the airspace is so small, we view it as if it's closed. Does closed mean that we actually connect the two? And so now I have four tefachim of schach pasul? Or do we say no? Lavud means that it's closed off, but not that we actually view it as if the two sides joined teams. Maybe there's something else in the middle that we don't know what it is. You know, so that's Tosa says raises a suffix, and leaves it as a suffix. They are unclear whether that case would create a problem of four tefachim, or we say no, that those are two separate cases. And then Tosa asks the following case as well, which is equally fascinating. Tosfos say, let's say I have the same thing. I have some schach pasul over here, some schach pasul over there, and airspace that's less than three tefachim. Let's say we have two tefach of airspace in the middle. But I only have one tefach of schach pasul on this side, and I have one tefach of schach pasul on that side. How much is that so far? One plus one, we got two. Two tefachim of schach pasul. In the middle, I have airspace of two tefachim. So we're going to say, lavud, that we're going to view that airspace as if it's nothing. But does lavud say that two tefach of airspace is sasum with schach pasul? Do we view that lavud kesasum as if the airspace in between is also schach pasul, like the stuff on the sides? Can we use the lavud, the airspace, which we're going to say is closed off, can we use that to reach our shear of four tefachim of schach pasul? That would be an additional chiddush which Tosfos feels confident that is not going to be okay. That is not how lavud works. Lavud is kesasim. Doesn't mean that it's kesasim with the things that are next to it per se. So over there, Tosfos say definitely not. But in the first case, when you have two tefach, airspace in the middle, there Tosfos say they are mesukbuk. When it comes to one and one in airspace, and using the airspace to reach your shear schach pasul, that's what Tosfos will say, no way. That's not how lavud works. We're not going to say lavud l'chumra in that case. Okay, now let's dive into the second half of Yizayin Amud Beis. We're essentially going to have the same conversation about how much schach pasul creates a problem. Is it four tefachim, as we said, and that's the spoiler is that's the halacha. Four tefachim is the amount of creative psul of schach pasul, or as we had earlier, Rabbah said, no, it's four amos. And so we're never going to have, that was all the version we had until now, was how they taught it, that machlokas in Surah. And in Nahardah, they taught it the following way. Samara says now, in the middle of Yitzayin and Medbez, Besura Amri Lahashmaitza Bahai Lishna, in Surah they taught all the previous lines of Gemara that we learned for the past half hour. That was all the Surah version. Benaharda Masnu, they taught the following in Naharda. Amr of Yehuda, Amr Shmuel, same halacha, just different names. Shmuel says, Tzchach Pasol Be'emtza Posel Be'arba'a, Min Hatzad Posel Be'arba Amos. So now Shmuel says, Tzchach Pasol in the middle of your Sukkah is four Tfachim, as we said, but the exception is by the edge of your Sukkah, the edge of your Tzchach, it's going to be four amos, also as we said, because of Dofen Akuma. That's the Shita of Shmuel, that generally speaking, Tzach Pasol is four Tzvachim, except for the edge. The Rav Amar, Rav says, no, Bein Menatzad, Bein Be'emtza, Arba Amos. As we said, as before we had from Rabba, now Rav says that no, whether it's in the middle or the side, either way, it's always four amos. So Shmuel says four Tzvachim, Rav says four amos. We now ask a question on Shmuel. Tzam, you had in a Mishnah earlier on Yedalid, Nasan Aleha Neser Shehu Rachav Arba Tzvachim Kshera. If I put a board that is four tefachim wide, that is going to be a kosher sukkah. Bish l'mal l'rav, the amar bim be'emtza bim menatzad be'arba amos, mishum hachi k'shera. If you're Rav, then that's totally fine. Because Rav holds the amount to pasul your sukkah is four amos. And here the board, which we had earlier, Gzeres Tikra, is going to be schach pasul. The board's only four tefachim. So for Rav, it makes perfect sense. It's kosher. The amount of a problem would be four amos. Here it's four tefachim. Everything's kosher. Ela l'shmuel da'amar be'emtza be'arba'a amai k'shera. According to Shmuel, who said that how much pasul is a sukkah of schach pasul you have four tefachim. So why is it kosher? This board, which is schach pasul, is four tefachim. That should already hit the shear. That should already be pasul. Why is it kosher? So the answer is achamayaskinan min hatzad. When it talks about the board of four tefachim being kosher, that's talking about the edge of your sukkah. Edge of your sukkah is not four tefachim. It's four amos because of dofen akuma. Another question on the shita that says four tefachim. The Gemara now asks Toshma. Shnei sedine mitzdarfin. If you have two sheets are pasul for schach. They are mekabel tuma. So if you have two sheets, you don't have the shear to pasul your sukkah. Right? Let's say you have four tefachim, or is the amount to pasul your sukkah. You have two sheets. Each one is less than the shear. You can combine them to create a problem. But shnei nisarim ain mitzdarfin. If you have two boards, again boards, we said gzeras tikra maybe should be a problem. If they're four tefachim wide. So aim is starfin, you cannot combine two boards to hit your shear for a schach pasul. That's the Tanakama Shita. Reb Meir Omer, Nisarim Kesedinim. And Reb Meir says, no, even boards can also be combined. As Machlokas, Tanakama, and Reb Meir, can you combine boards, which are schach pasul, to reach the shear, to pasul your sukkah of four tefachim of schach pasul? So Bishlama lahach lishna da amarav bein beemtza bein menatzad arba amos. So basically, according to this second version, the version we just taught earlier, where Rav says that the psul is four amos. So then I understand what that means. My mitzdarfin. What does Rav Meir mean? You can combine two boards. Each board is four tefachim. Combine them for what? Mitzdarfin le dalid amos. The shear, according to Rav in this second version, is that four amos creates a problem. I have two boards. One's four tefachim, another one's four tefachim, and I get a lot more boards. I can combine all those to hit four amos. That makes a lot of sense. Ela lahach lishna, according to the first version, which if you remember, all the way back on Amud Aleph, when Rabbah was arguing with a shita that held four tefachim, that was also the Rabbanan debay Rav. That was also the shita of Rav. So according to the first version of Rav, which we had, where Rav says four tefachim, so be'emtza ba'arba hechidami. What's the case where you're going to be combining boards to create the psul? Ida isbehu arba. If each board is already four tefachim, you have a schach pasul board which is four tefachim. Lama lo hitzarufe. According to Rav, this version of Rav, if four tefachim is pasul, this board's already four tefachim. What do you have to join? You have to join. This is already four tefachim. It already hit the shear to pasul your sukkah. And ida leisbehu arba kanim ba'amaninu. If it's less than four tefachim, that's going to be kosher schach, as we said back then about the Gzeres Tikra, is only a problem if your board is four tefachim, less than four tefachim of wood. That's what schach is. That's a definition of what schach is supposed to be. So if it's four tefachim, it's already hit the shear four tefachim according to Rav. If it's less than four tefachim, that's actually going to be schach kosher. So how would, if you hold four tefachim as the shear of the pasul your sukkah with schach pasul, so how do you understand mitzdarfin? You're able to combine these boards. So the same answer. La olam to isbehu arba'a. The boards are four tefachim. Umay mitzarfin, mitzarfin la'arba amos min hatzad. You can combine them to four amos at the side. So yes, this board is already four tefachim. If it was in the middle of your sukkah, this board, you don't have to join with anything. On its own, it's already going to be pasul. But at the edge of your sukkah, where you have more leeway, you have four amos to until you're pasul. So that's where we say that, oh, the boards will combine and to get to that four amashir, even according to that version of Rav. So today we spoke about the airspace is three tefachim, but pasul your sukkah, less than that would be lavud. Schach pasul in general, in the middle of your sukkah, less than four tefachim is okay. Four tefachim or more would be a problem. At the edge of your sukkah, you have up to four amos of schach pasul because of dofen akuma. Our Mishnah taught three examples of dofen akuma, and the Gemara explained why each of those examples was needed. We then had a back and forth, two versions of a back and forth, about one shita. We said schach pasul is a problem with four tefachim. Some say that schach pasul is a problem with four amos. That was what Rabbah had said. We had a back and forth. Can you combine airspace that's less than three and schach pasul that's less than four? Can I combine the two to create a problem? That's what we spoke about. Can you combine things that have different shiurim? We brought up the Mishnah in Kalim as well. And we ended off with a different version of that same machlokas, whether four amos is going to pasul your sukkah with schach pasul, or if four tefachim would pasul with for schach pasul. Yes, Yishkach.